Well, we have a live guest with us on the telephone. Jeff, you might know this person.
Never heard of anybody. We get to talk now?
We actually get to talk now, but what we're going to be talking about is best revival of a play and best revival of a musical, and we're going to do that with Jeff's co-host on a show called Two on the Isle. It airs weekly on Manhattan Cable Television.
The best theater show ever, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes.
Tell us about it, Jeff.
I'm on it, and that's all you should know.
Okay, good enough. Charlie, maybe you can be a little more specific. Charlie Gross?
Two on the Isle actually is on every other every other Friday night, 8 o'clock. We were on Channel 57. We've just moved to Channel 56. Now, if you can't wait until Friday night, you can see us on YouTube, www.youtube.com.
Is it up, Charlie? We looked for it the other day. It wasn't up.
You, well, look a little harder. Type Two on the Isle in the browser.
No, I mean, we were looking for the Tony special that we did. Is
Tony
that up
special
now?
Special has not been posted yet, unfortunately.
Ah, okay.
Because we had to rush the only copy of the tape that we had right from the studio in to the broadcast center, so it could be broadcast last Friday. The Tony show should be on...
It's just about secret is the final episode of The Sopranos, right?
No. When is the final episode of The Sopranos?
Oh, the Tony Awards. What else should it be on?
Well, so the Tony Awards are like a four rating.
Our Tony show will be on YouTube on no later than Wednesday.
Oh, good. Ooh. Good. So all you got to do is go do a Google kind of search on YouTube.
Right.
Of
just
Two on the Isle.
Two on the Isle. You can type in Jeff Goodman. You can type in Charles Gross.
And occasionally
you can even
Dave
type
Lefkowitz.
In David Lefkowitz. Yes, fans of Mr. Dave's Gone By. You can actually see the face behind the voice because, as he has pretty much for every year since we've been doing our Tony show, Dave joins us.
That's true.
So you can see...
If you want to crack your computer screen and see my face, that's the way to do it.
Well, guys, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with what you see. And ladies, I'm afraid he's taken. but Jeff's available, so...
This is true. We can try and hook up Jeff with theater lovers if you're out there. But we got to get to our categories. We've got to get rolling. So
we're having our annual data critic.
Best revival of a play. Let's start with that. Nominated. Yes. Inherit the Wind, Journey's End, Talk Radio, and Translations.
You know, so, you know what I'm noticing here, looking at the four nominees, is that Journey's End is probably going to win, but nobody really saw it, you know. You realize that it was so dark that you really couldn't see what was on the stage. And Translations, nobody could understand a word that was being spoken.
I know you're being exaggerating and being facetious.
I couldn't understand
Translation?
No, not at all.
Oh, my. Oh, no.
Well, Talk Radio has Liev Schreiber, who is just so incredible. It gives such a strong tour de force performance in a good play, but not a great play. You have two really good plays here, neither of which have been seen on Broadway in some time. Journey's End and Inherit the Wind.
Well, Inherit the Wind was on recently. George C. Scott was in that last one just before he died.
And how long ago was that?
Less than 10 years. Had to be.
That's still a while ago, and it was not a long run. And I think given that we have a war going on, the show, which is not judgmental about war, but just tries to give you an idea of what it's like to be on the front line, and does a very good job of it, I think hits home a lot harder than it might at some other time. Inherit the Wind, which is, of course, the famous creationism versus evolutionism.
The Scopes Monkey Trial.
Scopes Monkey Trial, which was...
But fictionalized, yeah.
Yeah, well, fictionalized, which was evolution versus creationism. It gives two really strong performances, Christopher Plummer and...
Charles Durning. Oh, no, it's Brian Dennehy. I always
Brian
confuse
Dennehy.
Them, yeah.
Charles Durning was in the previous revival.
A really strong play, and I would not be disappointed to see Inherit the Wind win the Tony.
Well,
I think it will be
But ironically, Journey's End will close and then win the Tony.
It will. Journey's End is closing on Tony night, June 10th.
Which is very ironic.
And Inherit the Wind, I don't know. I love the two main performers, but some other aspects of that revival kind of left me cold. Dennis O'Hare, I think I've mentioned this a few times. What was he doing in that show?
He was doing the Dennis O'Hare bit.
Yeah, I mean, it had no connection to anything on planet Earth.
He's a wonderful actor, but somebody had to rein him in.
Yeah, weird. Okay, let's get to the musicals. Best revival of a musical.
I think this is where you have to remember the term best revival. because of the shows, The Apple Tree, A Chorus Line, Company 110 in the Shade,
mm-hmm.
by far A Chorus Line, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think A Chorus Line will win, because A Chorus Line that we're seeing now is essentially the same A Chorus Line that originally came to Broadway. They've made no changes, no attempt to update it, no innovations in the staging.
I agree.
And
yeah.
I have to say that I think that was a good idea, because seeing this revival of A Chorus Line affected me and touched me a lot more than the original production ever did. Now, I'll say I did not see it with the original cast, and that may have been part of it. And also, in this particular instance, I was sitting right, like, in the first row, right next to the stage. I could literally see them sweating. And I think being so close had a certain effect also.
Oh, it can. It totally can. You get where you're placed. I mean,
sweat,
people don't talk about this.
When you have sweat seating, it's always helpful.
And, well, I think it did. In fact, I kind of was fantasizing, okay, this is their... You know, they're coming, they're auditioning. And
I
was
looking up the girls' dress.
But of course, I'm not a big producer, so I have to keep quiet during the audition.
The ushers kept handing out schmutzbrellas in case people sweating on the front
not,
row.
Not quite.
What about the Apple? Why is the Apple tree up there?
I don't know.
Well,
and Kristen Chenoweth didn't even get a nomination.
And she was the only reason to see the Apple tree.
Yeah, I think that's the egregiously overlooked nomination of the year.
Chenoweth.
She should have been nominated for Best Actress. She was incredible. Yes, she was doing Kristen Chenoweth, but she does it so well. And this really did afford her...
Who else could really do Kristen Chenoweth?
...to show what a talented comedian, actress, singer she is. That said, it is a good revival, but it was never a great show.
And it was an okay revival. I think they spent more than $3 on the scenery and the sets for it, you know? Does anybody have a problem with the fact that Les Mis was not nominated for Best Revival? Because?
Now, well, because, again,
oh my
I
God,
had the
it was...
same reaction to this show that I had to A Chorus Line. Yeah, it's the same Les Mis. And it's like, oh, it's a revival? Did it ever leave?
Well, didn't. It was just the touring company came back.
Yeah,
but
it was a trimmed down version.
Like,
yeah, it was
wow.
trimmed down, but you know, I would have liked to see it once without a turntable.
You know,
seriously.
I saw a Les Mis, and I mean, I was affected by Les Mis as I've never been before.
Oh.
So
really? Okay.
And, yeah. So to me that says that I can understand why it wasn't nominated, but I'm a little disappointed. Now, you have 110 degrees in the shade.
It's just 110 in the shade.
Yeah, you added some degrees of separation there, but okay.
Okay, 110 in the shade. Now, it doesn't really matter whether they're innovative on this revival or not, because it's been so long since anyone's actually seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have seen
True.
It for the first time. This was my first time.
Inga Svensson, I remember her fondly.
Well, she still had her leg?
She had beautiful, long blonde hair down her back.
Who was this?
That was
the original, Inga Svensson.
Yeah,
ah.
She lets down her hair.
And this had Audra McDonald.
Who doesn't let down her
No, but the reason the first
long,
wasn't
long
a huge... No, because I read like liner notes and I saw Peter Felicia talk about this particular show, and the original 110 in the Shade, one of the reasons it just didn't become a smash was Inga Svensson hurt herself very badly, falling off the stage at one point, and then they had understudies in, and she was clomping around on a bad leg. So that was what that was about. But what do you think of this revival, Charlie?
I enjoyed it a lot more than I had expected to. I hadn't heard the advance word was not good, but it's a very enjoyable show based on The Rainmaker, and I've always enjoyed The Rainmaker. I enjoyed the score. The story is. Sticks pretty closely to the original play, and it's a nice, pleasant.
But nothing more.
And Richard Nash adapted his own play, you know,
and did a very good job of it.
So where
and it was nice to see John Cullum again. This, you know, he was in two shows this year. He was in this and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I think
he was a little more interesting in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, although he's perfectly fine in 110.
Well, in 110, he's pretty much on familiar turf. He's a farmer.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's ever seen him play a dog before, which is what he did in The Grinch. Yes, he did it very well.
What did you think of Company? That's kind of, we haven't talked about that.
Well,
that's...
I think Company is the one that will win. I don't think it should win, but I think it will win because Sweeney Todd, by the same director, did not win last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very innovative company in that, as with Sweeney Todd, John Doyle has makes his actors double as musicians. And I loved it in Sweeney Todd. I liked it in Company. I, you know, I just got the cast recording for this score.
I can't wait till he does Tsugatsu Go Disco.
I had a whole new appreciation for the score, but you know what?
What?
I really didn't enjoy this production.
You did or you did not?
I did not.
Oh.
Did not.
Now, you liked that other one that they did about at the Roundabout 8 or something years ago with Boy Gings, and see, that one left me totally cold, and I was primed to love Company.
Yeah.
This one I got more into, maybe because I like Raul Esparza so much. Or it was
he made the show. I mean, he was it. He was the first time we saw Bobby as a fully dimensional human being, you know, with all the angst. And
so, Charlie, let me ask you, what was your favorite show of the whole season?
Ooh.
It could be off-Broadway, it could be Broadway.
Favorite
Kiki and Herb.
It was certainly not
Kiki and Herb, no.
But it's probably a Disney show.
There was actually an off-Broadway show that I liked very much, which unfortunately is no longer playing, called The Accomplices.
Excellent, and I agree. One of the best plays of the year.
Yeah.
This is takes place during the Second World War, where a Jewish group is trying to convince the Roosevelt administration to let more people in, more Jews in, basically, or more people in, period, because people are being killed in concentration camps. And you see not only the difficulties they had with the government, but with more mainstream Jewish groups who were just cowered into keeping silent.
Yeah, that's where the title comes
in. You know, the play got rave reviews, except from the New York Times, which sent its third or fourth stringer to review it. It was a disgraceful review, didn't get the play at all, and it really...
And that killed
it
its chances.
An off-Broadway show has to get a Times review.
I have to be honest, I think it's a good play. I don't think the production was good, and I don't think the production did it justice. It was not directed very well.
Well, I don't think we asked your opinion.
Okay.
Well, I think it may have been loosely directed.
You're taking Jeff lessons now.
To me, it hit home. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, all right, be careful.
Going back to Broadway.
Yeah.
The musical that I really enjoyed, Raise Yourself.
Mary Poppins. Yeah, we know.
I agree. Yeah. Wonderful show.
Oh, well, Charlie, you have a friend and a fan here.
I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, what I liked...
He also liked Chicky Chicky Bang Bang the previous year.
No, I hated that.
Well,
okay.
John Simon actually liked
would help that.
John Simon actually liked that.
He did. He did like Mary Poppins, yeah.
I meant Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay.
Well,
he may have liked Mary Poppins also. What I liked about Mary Poppins, number one, it's got that beautiful Sherman Brothers score. This is Spoonful of Sugar, Supercalifragilistic.
Chim Chim Cheree, of course.
You know, I'm very sorry that
Keep
I left the laugh.
Yeah, that's right.
They're forgetting Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, I thought that they pulled that down a little too much. That got a little overdrawn.
No, but it's true. Julie Andrews couldn't spell it when it came her turn on Spelling Bee.
I suspect Julie Andrews could have spelled it, but you know what? The spelling was actually kind of boring.
Oh.
I think they did the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious number much better in the film. That's a nice, speedy number. Don't try and slow it down.
Good point.
But that said, what they had to do, you'll notice that there are two producers here, Cameron Mackintosh and Walt Disney, which means it's irrelevant how good or bad the show is, it'll run
Walt's
forever.
Walt's dead. I think it's the Disney company.
But
well, he's frozen. If he's mad, he'll burn up and come back, so yeah.
What they tried to do here was a greater blend of the Disney movie and the P.J. Travin's books. And I think they succeeded.
Yeah, I think they did a good job, too. I don't know if it's my favorite show of the season.
But we certainly hope Rebecca Luker wins.
I think
she
should definitely win.
Well, Charlie, I'm so glad that you were able to join us as part of the WGBB Tony Awards.
It's been my pleasure
special.
To have appeared on every one of the WGBB Tony shows.
Our pleasure, even more.